Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of The Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology, and I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I'll talk about the money we live by. Will our money change this year? What gives it value? I'll discuss the ins and outs of our currency. Next Friday, April 20th, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, before I talk about what's up in the heavens, I want to remind you that we're now in pre-order season for the 2013 Good Timing Guides and Newsletters for the next 2 weeks. Now through April 27th, you can save on next year's guide and newsletters by ordering them early. This is the only sale we have each year for new Good Timing Guides, and we do this so we'll have enough money to print them. So please help us to help you by ordering early for just the next 2 weeks, now through April 27th. And do it now while you remember. Just go to my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And I also want to remind you that our eight-week, Eight Keys to the Ultimately Prosperous Business program begins on April 23rd. That's only 10 days from now. This program teaches you the real bottom line for a successful business or career, which is energy. Money is just a form of energy, and when you learn how to focus your energy in prosperous ways, you'll be abundant in any economy. If you register with a friend now through this Sunday, April 15th, you'll both receive a $40 discount in our Bring a Friend promotion, and you can take it from any location. It comes with weekly study guides and replays of the classes. Plus, it's risk-free. If it doesn't work for you, we'll refund your money. To learn more, go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And click on the link for Eight Keys under Upcoming Classes. Or call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. So, what's up in the heavens? Well, this is the day we've been waiting for since January 23rd. Mars finally goes direct late today, April 13th. After 12 weeks of Mars retrograde, I'm sure everyone is rooting for this day. However, notice that the third quarter moon also occurs on this day at 3:51 a.m. Pacific or 6:51 a.m. Eastern. So that already occurred. A third quarter moon is a time when the structures are not yet in place for new starts. Mars, the representative of new starts, is not really moving much either, suggesting more delays, even though by this time you know what direction you may want to head. It's best to wait until a day or two after the new moon on Saturday, April 21st, to start new projects so you can see the moon is gaining in light. Okay. Now, a related situation started developing on this past Sunday, April 8th, in which there seem to be a lot of additional responsibilities that need to be handled. This cycle is Sun opposite Saturn, and it will peak this Sunday on April 15th. It stays in range through April 20th. And since this cycle is peaking right at tax day, I suspect a lot of us are going to be very last minute with our taxes. There can, of course, be other types of responsibilities as well. Now, these additional obligations are part of the delay for starting new projects. Now, Mars is sitting just opposite Neptune as it stations to turn around and move forward. And because Mars is not moving at the moment, it will take some time for Mars to get his momentum going again. And this cycle is going to continue to be in close range for most of the month, with Mars opposite Neptune. And in fact, it won't completely get out of the cycle until mid-May. So listen up, because this is important. The most ideal expression of this cycle is to take spiritually motivated or inspired actions. This can include, but is not limited to, spending time in meditation, doing moving meditations such as yoga, tai chi, or taking walks or bike rides by yourself with your cell phone off. It can also include actions you take related to doing inner work. You might journal, for example, or do some exploratory exercises related to your dreams or visions for your life and your goals. For example, you could make a vision board. You might go boating, kayaking, or hiking to get some personal time to yourself. Or you may choose to watch movies or read a book related to a situation you're contemplating. Or perhaps you'll go to a spa or get a massage or do some release work in other ways. You might choose to be of service to others, too. There are lots of ways to take spiritually motivated actions. However, what's our general tendency? To keep going at 90 miles an hour down the highway of life? Now, this is the hard part of this cycle. It's not meant to do that. If you keep going at a frantic pace instead of taking spiritually motivated actions, then you're likely to run out of energy and get sick. Now, once you run out of energy or get sick, then what? Then you'll finally have time to meditate or take those other spiritually motivated actions. Get the picture? If you don't slow down and use this period appropriately, then the universe will help you slow down so you can take those inspired or spiritually motivated actions. And it's always our choice which way you want to do this. I encourage you to make it easy on yourself. Be sure you get enough rest. Take immune system boosters. Be sure you have some time for those inspired or spiritually motivated actions. The good news about doing this is that by the end of April, you'll probably have a lot more clarity about what you want to do, where you want to head, or how you want to proceed. At the moment, while Mars is opposite Neptune, we may still be experiencing some confusion about what to do next. We may even be deceiving ourselves about something very important, or someone else may be deceiving us. And this leads me to the next part about this cycle. Mars opposite Neptune is also a time when deceptive actions are revealed. Now, it's interesting that we're now discovering that evidence shows Japan never had a 9.0 earthquake, and that it had six tsunamis, not one, and that the Fukushima nuclear power plant had a nuclear bomb buried under it, and that the Fukushima power plants were infected with a virus that would make the plant go haywire and prevent it from shutting down correctly. Now, you can find this info online at jimstonefreelance.com/Fukushima, Fukushima, .html. That's Jimstone freelance, freelance.com. /Fukushima.com. Now, I'll include this link to this site and some of Jim Stone's interviews in my written What's Up in the Heavens Today, in case you want to go on and research that for yourself. Now, next, on next Monday, April 16th, Mercury moves back into Aries and comes into range of a conjunction to Uranus. And a few days after that, it will also come in range of squaring Pluto. These cycles can be hell on our computers, cars, cell phones, emails, printers, iPads, iPods, etc. So be sure you get a backup to your computer before Monday. If you need to get your car repaired or maintained, get it done immediately before it breaks down unexpectedly. This set of cycles can also be associated with shocking and unexpected announcements, traumas, or accidents. So this is a time to be careful out there, especially when you're driving. Mercury square Uranus will peak on Sunday, April 22nd, and the cycle stays in range through April 27th. Mercury square Pluto peaks on April 25th and stays in range through April 29th. Okay, now what's the good news? Well, we still have the cycle of Mars trine Pluto in range, and this cycle is associated with transforming our motivations and our actions. And with this cycle, it's important to take the right action for the right reason. We may transform our reasons for taking actions based on practical reasons or related to the environment, or just because we're changing who we are and how we want to focus our energy. The cycle will peak on May 16th, and it stays in range through June 3rd. Now for a tip from my 2012 Good Timing Guide. And this week, your tip is this. Are you planning to buy or sell a house this spring? Then go read the tips for using the guide in those processes on page 71. In the center of the book are quite a few recommended job practices for all types of work, including buying and selling property and other personal uses of the guide. No matter what type of hat you wear at work or home, you'll find information on how to best use the guide for your type of work or activities. And also, just a quick reminder that you can sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens. And it's a copy of the information I give you each week on this show, so you don't have to take notes. Hallelujah. Now, you can get this in your email on Fridays by registering for it on my site. And to do so, just go to my website at askmadeline.com and look for the What's Up in the Heavens link on the left side of the page. That's askmadeline.com, and it's free. So get yourself signed up today. Now, do you understand what gives our money value? Do you know what changes could occur to our currency this year or next? When I come back from this very short break, I'll talk about the money we live by. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
At the law offices of Richard D. Seward, we care about our clients. We offer important legal advice and services to help them grow their wealth and protect it. We manage the risks and help the financially distressed through the recovery process. We are committed and dedicated to helping people throughout Western Washington and beyond with our expertise in business, real estate, tax law, and debt relief. Find us at richardseward.com or call us at 360-876-6425. We care about you.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Fraser is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, The Dougal Fraser Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's The Dougal Fraser Show.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit us at drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck! Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camino Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The Five Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camino Island Coffee Roasters.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Today, I'm talking about the money we live by and what gives it value and the changes that could occur to our money during this next year or even the following year. So first, let's talk about the value of our U.S. dollar. You probably know that our dollar has not been backed by gold since August of 1971. Now, what most people don't realize is what a major change that created in the value of the dollar. Now, if you were to look back in history, you would find that 30 years prior to 1971, the average cost of a home was about $7,500. In 1971, depending on your location, the average cost of a home was roughly $19,000 to $23,000. So between 1941 and 1971, the cost of a home had roughly tripled in those 30 years. Then 30 years after that, by 2001, the average cost of a home, depending on your location again, was roughly between $150,000 to $300,000. Now, in general, the cost of a home increased from 8 to 13 times during the 30 years after we got off the gold standard. Now, did you ever wonder why inflation increased so quickly in the 1970s? No gold standard meant that the banks and the Federal Reserve could create a lot more money than we typically had in the money supply. Now, what exactly does that mean? Basically, it means that banks create money by loaning it into existence. Now, how does that work? Let's suppose you put $100 in the bank. The bank is required to keep about $3 up to $10 of that $100 in reserve. Now, that means they can loan out between $90 and $97 of your $100. So now let's suppose I borrow $97 of that $100 deposit you made. I deposit that money into my bank, and now my bank can loan out between $87 and $94 of that deposit. Now, this process has a finite limit to it. Eventually, you get to where the amount of money you can loan out becomes zero. But before you get there, that original $100 deposit you made will generate loans in value up to $1,800. Now, right there, that's multiplied your deposit by 18 times. Now, that would be a lot already, but after the Glass-Steagall Act was eliminated in the 1990s, banks could then sell those loans and re-loan out the same deposit over and over again, and they would do that 12 to 20 times. So then your $100 deposit is turning into potentially $21,000 up to $36,000. And when you understand that our money supply has increased exponentially since the U.S. went off the gold standard, you understand why it was so easy to get credit for years with credit card offers coming in multiple times per week. It also makes sense that our prices for houses, gasoline, food, and so forth continue to increase. Now, since December 1913, when the Federal Reserve came into existence, the U.S. dollar has lost over 96% of its value. Plus, between 2000 and 2010, the U.S. dollar and all currencies lost 80% of their value when compared to the value of gold. So just what is it that gives our currency value? That's the $64,000 question. After the U.S. went off the gold standard, we were told that our dollars were backed by the full faith and credit of the United States. In other words, just the fact that we're Americans should be enough to back our currency. Now, that might have worked back in 1971, but today the U.S. government owes over $15 trillion, and its debt is still mounting. So having our currency backed by a $15 trillion of debt is a lot less enticing than it used to be. And in addition, the Federal Reserve has continued to print money so that the U.S. could bail out banks, car companies, insurance companies, and so forth. The printing of all that money has lowered the value of our dollar even further. Each time the Federal Reserve buys bonds from the U.S. Treasury, this essentially allows them to print money. It's the primary way they release more funds into the economy. As this occurs, the value of our dollar goes down and the cost of products and services goes up. And we call this inflation, but what's really going on is that the value of our dollar is decreasing. Now, another issue related to the value of our dollar is that the U.S. has been racking up trade deficits since 1976. Now, 10 years ago, our trade deficit was about $1 billion per day with the rest of the world. Now, in January of 2012, our trade deficit was about $1.7 billion per day. So our trade deficit has gotten 70% worse in the past 10 years. Now, just what does a trade deficit mean anyways? It means that the U.S. now spends about $1.7 billion more per day, every day, with other countries than other countries spend buying U.S. products and services. Now, why does that continue to go on? Because the U.S. dollar is currently the world's reserve currency. And that means that our dollar was considered so good in the past that other countries held U.S. dollars in their central banks. Now those other central banks are wondering what to do with all their U.S. dollars. Since they now recognize that our dollar doesn't have the value they once had. Now, many of those countries would like to see a new reserve currency. In the meantime, though, we've been able to keep spending like drunken sailors with no consequences. Now, we all know that eventually the piper has to be paid. And this year looks like a strong possibility for that to happen, although it could delay into 2013. So just what would happen if the piper shows up and wants to be paid? There are actually two or three possibilities that could occur. One of them is the U.S. government could decide to go back onto the gold standard and back all of our dollars with gold. This is absolutely the best solution we could get. The reason they might do this would be to prevent the dollar from completely crashing in value. It would also bring back stability in the currency markets. And if this occurs, you can be sure gold will go way up in price. That will be necessary in order for the amount of gold that the U.S. has to back the amount of dollars that we have. Now, what's the chances of that happening? Not too good. But there are people high up in the government who would like to see this occur. And no doubt they're pushing that agenda on a regular basis. So we need to keep this one in mind because miracles can happen. Okay, so what's the second possibility? Our dollars could be replaced with a new currency. Now, why would they do that? This could occur if the U.S. government sees that our dollars are about to crash, but they don't want to back our currency with gold. So they might trade our dollars for the new currency. There have already been reports of other currencies already made and ready to replace our dollars. It even appears like there might be a different dollar currency to replace the overseas dollars. Now, if this happens, they would probably give us one new dollar for two or three of our existing dollars. At least if we're lucky, we might get that much. A third possibility, one that is a persistent rumor, is that the IMF and other agencies are working on revaluing all currencies around the world based on their country's assets. Now, rumor control has suggested that the U.S. dollar will be devalued by 40% if this occurs. Now, that would still be better than trading two or three old dollars for one new one. In either case, though, the price of gold would go way up to cover the devaluation of the dollar. Now, astrologically, we have a very intense May and June ahead of us. From May 15th to June 27th, Venus moves backward or goes retrograde. This is a period when we tend to rethink our values or even revalue things. So there's certainly a potential we could revalue our currency during this period. Now, right after that, we have solar and lunar eclipses. On June 4th, the day of the lunar eclipse, we get a second cycle of Venus square Mars. Now, this can represent a war against women, but it can also suggest a war against our money, since Venus represents both money and women. The very next day, on June 5th, we get a rare transit of Venus across the face of the sun. Now, this last occurred in June 2004, and it won't happen again until 2117. Now, the last one in 2004 was quite intense, and I expect this one to be similar. In 2004, millions of people lost their partners. This time, we may lose our money or some portion of it. This transit of Venus occurs along with the peak of the revolutionary energies being very close. So revolution or major changes are likely. And with Venus square Mars during the transit of Venus, we're likely to see cuts in our money, as in a devaluation or receiving a new currency that replaces two or three of our dollars. June 24th has another set of cycles that also looks like a potential currency revaluation. That occurs exactly at the first peak of our Uranus square Pluto, our revolutionary energies. And since the last peak of Venus square Mars doesn't occur until September 26th, it's also possible we could see a currency devaluation occur then. To protect yourself, get some gold coins. See my article on my site on how to buy gold. Now, each week I give a prosperity tip, and this week your tip is this. To open to greater levels of prosperity, see yourself in an expanding spiral. The positive energy of appreciation and gratitude that you put out each day brings more opportunities and abundance to you. Now, join me again next Friday, April 20th, when I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. And lastly, just a reminder to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And while you're there, remember to pre-order your 2013 Good Timing Guides and Newsletters so you can work in harmony with the universe. Or call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. This is Madeline Gerwick, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies respond better to the modern world's stress and toxicity, as well as nourishing and strengthening. Using organic herbs from around the world, the skilled herbalists at Urban Wellness help you choose the herbs best suited for your body. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting our downtown Kirkland location or check out our offerings and informative classes online at urbanwellness.net. That's H-E-R-B-A-N wellness.net.
What are we attracting in our life and relationships, and why? And how can we let go of attracting and being attracted to things that may not serve us? Peter Kane has been facilitating deep relationship work for over 30 years. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is passionate about bringing aliveness into your life and relationships. Contact Peter Kane for counseling, coaching, or breathwork. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Are you seeking clarity? Do worries about your health, job, parents, children, or pets keep you awake, tossing and turning at night? Are you considering a major life change? Looking for love? Do you want to create a life of joy? Let psychic Elizabeth Anglin help. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838 to schedule your life clarifying appointment today. Don't waste time being worried. Psychic Elizabeth Anglin at ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838.